Been there, done that. It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the home page. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And by the way, you can find us on Facebook these days. So go to Facebook and look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great animal stuff I post consistently on the site. And the vast majority of it is positive. Every once in a while, there's a little something you need to know about that's not so great. But most of it will just make you smile and warm your heart and restore your faith in humans and caring for animals. And give us a like while you're there. Appreciate that. And let's see. You can reach us here on the air if you've got a question for one of our guests, and one of our listeners does, because we're going to take a phone call here just in a moment. And local number, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And you can, of course, shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, you want to get a hold of East West Bookshop. If you can call, you can call them for whatever you need at 206-523-3726.
if you want to be on their physical mailing list, when they mail you a physical copy of their quarterly newsletter with all the classes and events listed, you do want to call to sign up for that, 206-523-3726. If you want to be on the email list, then you go to the website, eastwestbookshop.com/signup. And if you want to check out the Ananda Farms, that's anandafarms.com. You know that you can pick up the remaining CSA shares at the Camino Stanwood area if you're interested. And if you, you can also sign up for the Farm Supper a week from today, 3:30 up at the farm. And gosh, sounds like it's going to be absolutely fabulous. And there'll be one a month through October. All right, so I think that covers all of our bases. Let's, as long as we have a caller on the line, why don't we see? Because it looks like she's got a question for you, Bhima, about East-West. So let's welcome Carlene. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Bhima and Zach.
Good morning.
Morning, Carlene.
Morning, Carlene.
Yes. Hi. I have a couple of questions. I have a question for you, Martha, and I have a couple questions for Bhima.
Yeah, okay.
And the question for you, Martha, has to do with your in the news story about Lolita.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know if that was a federal court or was that a state court?
I don't know, but while you're talking to Bhima, I will bring up that the post. In fact,
yeah.
I'm looking for it now. So,
now, are you posting some of the judgment details on your Facebook website or your Martha Norwalk?
Yeah, Martha Norwalk Animal World Facebook page.
Facebook, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Here it is right here. Let's see. And it's the world's loneliest killer whale dealt setback. And a judge rules that the harassment and harm Lolita faces in her tiny tank at Miami Seaquarium aren't reason enough to call for her release. Let's see. On Wednesday, a federal judge in Miami.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it was federal.
That's what I figured.
Okay. That's
all
good,
right.
Then. So on to Bhima. What do you want to know from Bhima?
Yeah, and then I want to come back to you before you close me out here
okay.
for today. Hello, Bhima.
Hello.
I am so impressed with your knowledge and your genuine love that is shining through as you speak about your work.
Thank
and,
you.
I happen to agree with you on that, Carly.
Yes. Yes. Well, I used to own a bookstore, Bhima, and it was it was called Caravan Books, and it was a bookstore, you know, I primarily handled books, and so what East West does in handling a whole variety
mm-hmm.
of different merchandise is was a really interesting to experience.
Mm-hmm.
Because I used to live in the Roosevelt neighborhood, so I would come into the old location, the old store, often.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it.
So what's on your mind now? What do you want to know about?
Well, I wanted to ask, number one, how the new location, how you have handled divvying up the space as far as pure books, shelved books, as compared to the merchandise that you offer for all different purposes that people come in to look for.
Well, you know, Carlene, the best way to find out is to come to our actual location if it's feasible for you.
Yeah.
But just to give you a general idea, in the old store we had books, most of our bookcases around the perimeter of the store, and that's still the case in this location. Most of the 6 to 8 foot bookcases are located on the walls. And we also have, you know, your basic 4 foot cases, which sprinkle throughout the store in different areas, creating nice turns and pathways as you browse the selection of items. And then, of course, our recent arrivals are placed on book islands, low tables where you can browse over a number of recently published titles. And sprinkled throughout and on top of bookcases and all throughout the store, we have our different non-book product items, you know, gift selections, greeting cards, clothing items, the singing bowls, the meditation and yoga supplies, and all sorts of great gifts.
Does it shake out like 50-50, 50% books, 50% other merchandise, or do you have a breakdown that way?
You know, generally speaking, if you were taking a glance throughout the store, it would appear to be 50-50, just because, you know, books take up most of the room. But it's a really nice balanced selection. When you walk through, you can see a lot more books in this store than the old store because of the way that it's formed. This new store is much longer, so if you're standing in the center of the store, you're never more than about 20 feet away from a bookcase that's on the perimeter, whereas in the old store it was more square shaped. So if you were standing straight in the middle of the store, you might have been 30 or 40 feet away from a bookcase.
So
the general impression in this store is much more book centric than the old store.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, if I was to, there was a one particular publication that I just dreamed of seeing it sitting on a shelf in East West, and it other versions, not this particular one, which is the classic translation by Nicholson of the Masnavi of Mevlana Jalaluddin Rumi. And
I have no idea what she's talking about. Do you know what she's talking about, Bhima?
Oh, it's a translation of Rumi poems?
Yeah, it's the Nicholson three-volume, six-book hardbound version.
Wow, sounds like the real deal.
It's the real deal. And a lot of Helminski, you've carried a lot of other, you know, kind of pieces of that work, but not the honest to goodness real deal. And I was hoping that someday the wonderful person who orders your books would carry at least one set.
Well, that's also me.
Is that you?
So I appreciate, Carlene, the suggestion there. I'll look into it. There's, of course, as you know from running a bookstore, there's a number of factors that preclude stocking books at the store, and availability for one, and then customer demand. And so we're always balancing, you know, especially with somebody like Rumi and the wisdom traditions of East and West, we always hope to have a deep, not just broad, but a deep selection of titles to look through. So I've got it pulled up here, and I'll just check in next time I'm in tomorrow morning. I'll take a look and see how easy it is to get the selection.
All right, so he's working on it, Carlene.
I think it sells for maybe $100-$120.
Right.
for the whole set.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, Carlene.
It's not extraordinarily expensive for given what you have.
Right.
You know, given what's there inside those volumes.
Okay.
One of the greatest mystics that the planet ever offered to the world.
Certainly.
And that God ever offered to the world. So, you know, it would just be wonderful. And I also wanted to ask you about an event that you were just talking about earlier in the show.
Right.
And that has to do with the individual. I didn't catch his name because I my ears pricked up after you had
Is
mentioned
that Farmer?
His name and you didn't. Who?
Farmer? Stephen Farmer? Do you talk
Is
about
it, Is that who the person who has the animal oracle cards?
Yeah, Stephen Farmer.
And the ancestor healing?
Yeah, he'll be here Friday night at East West, June 10th.
Could you give what time and
sure. On his evening event on Friday, June 10th, most of our Friday events begin at 7:30, goes till 9. So it's $15. It's a real steal because he's been publishing books on these subjects for years. Through Hay House and other authors, publications. He's doing a Friday-Saturday series on healing ancestral karma, freeing yourself from unhealthy family patterns.
So it's Friday night at East West Bookshop.
7:30.
$15. $15. And then what happens on
Saturday? The following morning, I believe it's... You'll have to check the website because that's the most current listing of the timing. It's a morning presentation. Probably goes until 2 or so.
Okay. All right. Does that answer your question, Carlene?
Well, yeah. I've heard about him, and I heard about that new book that he just had released.
Mm-hmm.
And he sounds incredible. So I'm going to try to come.
Oh, I hope to see you there.
Thank you. And I just wanted to thank you for, you know, carrying on the wonderful tradition at East West. It truly is a sanctuary. As I said, I used to live in the neighborhood, and it would be just a wonderful, wonderful place to come and to not only browse through books, but even the staff, the people who are there day after day, they didn't mind if people got kind of deep into a book. And I actually read a couple of books cover to cover. I get to the end and it was very moving, and I'd have tears rolling down my cheeks, and I'd be kind of like, shy about that and hiding. And the people would come and they'd give me a hug.
That's wonderful.
All right. Okay. What's on your list? What else is left, Carlene?
Oh, Martha, I wanted to ask you, you mentioned that you're putting together a new website. Is that correct? Your webmaster is?
Yeah.
And I was wondering, I have tried, I don't have a home-based laptop or desktop. I'm using my mobile phone to access your website. In fact, it was one of the first that I put into my bookmark and favorites got my phone. And but I have tried and tried to figure out why it won't, I can download the hours of your archive. I was trying to download Dr. Kleckner's shows that you still have, and it'll download, but then it won't play. And so I was wondering if you could talk to your webmaster about having a couple of different options, focused on people who are accessing your archives through their mobile phones.
Oh, okay. Well, I will do that.
Would you do that? Yep. I would really, really appreciate it because it's been really frustrating.
Okay. I will do that.
Thank you.
All right, Carlene. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Best you all.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors. And so we stay on time, and then we'll come back, have a good chunk of time so we can get into, we're going to the Mayans first because that's going to start our conversation. So, if you think you know everything there is to know about the Mayan civilization and then it crashed and went away, that may not be what really happened. So wait till you hear what Zach has to say. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen, has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have 2 professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show. You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Get your smile on with Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're partway through the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World already. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We'll get to current events before the end of the hour, but we are doing an Ananda Sunday here, and Bhima Breckenridge, co-manager of the East West Bookshop in the Roosevelt area of Seattle, is here, and Zach Abbey, our Ananda version of Johnny Appleseed, is here, and you even call him Zachary Appleseed, huh?
Oh, yeah.
How many apple trees did you graft this year, young man?
A few hundred.
A few hundred. Yeah. Gee, is that all? Yeah, there were buckets and buckets and buckets of grafted
800,
trees.
Eh? About 800.
About 800.
Yeah. We got them all in the ground now, so.
Wow.
They're feeling good.
That's unbelievable. And eventually you're going to run out of space for trees, aren't you? No?
Yeah, they're not all for the farm. It's nice to envision an Ananda farm expanding into everybody's backyard.
All right. So we wanted to talk a bit about sustainable living and so forth today. And of course, you guys are great examples of that. But thought it was nice to get us started because you posted something yesterday on Facebook, I think, had to do with the Mayan civilization and culture. Why don't you tell us about that?
I came across a really interesting article recently. A friend had posted it on Facebook, and it was about Mayan civilization. And it's common to, when we look back at the Mayan civilization, we see that there was some kind of what we call a collapse, where the people had basically abandoned their city centers and their pyramids. And the speculation has always been from the scientific community here that that was caused by deforestation or drought and a combination of those factors. But really what we're starting to see, and what the archaeologist in this article speculates that her research leads to, is that the Mayans consciously chose to move away from their city centers, and that it was a decision that they made as they started to move back to nature. And she documents their agricultural practices, and very similar to all those, we're finding out all the agricultural practices of indigenous people, where they were not passive at all with nature, but they were actually stewards. And so it's a really interesting thing, and we're kind of, for us, part of Ananda and the yogic path, who are familiar with the Yuga cycle, which is the evolution and cycles of human consciousness, it's kind of shedding light into the possibilities that some of these civilizations were actually higher civilizations, and we go through these common trends over and over again as humans.
It's interesting, and now because the Yugas is one of my favorite books. And it is a Crystal Clarity, I believe, publication, is it not? And of course, that book, The Yugas, would be available at East West Bookshop.
None other than East West Bookshop.
Yeah. Now, it's a big book, and it describes human evolution on planet Earth as not being lineal, but cyclical, that kind of go around in a big circle. And I have to say that nothing I had ever read or been taught about human evolution ever made sense to me until I read the Yugas. And it's the only thing that's ever resonated and made sense and had explanation to explain what's happened, you know, like the pyramids and all of that and so forth. And it's absolutely fascinating. If you haven't read it, you really need to pop on over to East West Bookshop and get a copy of the Yugas. So it sounds to me, Zach, like this article this anthropologist is saying is that, you know, we kind of know that the Mayans were kind of an advanced civilization, at least for their timing
right,
on the planet. But we, I guess, as a current human consciousness, think of, oh, they left the cities and all of that, there must have been something wrong, and they all died off, or they collapsed in some way, shape, or form, not realizing that a strong possibility is as their consciousness evolved, and that they were led away from the cities to more sustainable living in smaller groups with nature, which of course is what is Ananda doing. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you know,
very much rooted in the same thought.
Yeah. So yeah. That's mm-hmm. kind of a big aha, isn't it?
Totally. When Ananda Village first started back in the late 60s, it was founded in 1968. There was a real big trend towards the young people of that time, towards back to the land movements. And, of course, what set Ananda apart was also a back-to-spirit movement.
Right.
So a lot of those experiments of communal living in a natural setting fizzled out over the course of a winter because there wasn't a spiritual harmony that tied everybody together. And, of course, Ananda Village has now been going for over 45 years in its rural environment. And Zach and Haley are a great example of a next generation beginning a similar effort up on Kameno Island right now in its fourth year, but it's interesting thinking about the Yugas book and how it relates to what Zach was reading about. Oftentimes, we consider, at least the general idea, is that measuring the advancement of a civilization is based off of its material structure. So perhaps the more skyscrapers, the better. Mm-hmm. But the whole model behind these ideas, especially of the Yuga cycle, is that it's a growth in human consciousness. Mm-hmm. And what facilitates human consciousness? A connection with nature, a harmonious way of being, and a feeling of oneness with all that is. And that isn't necessarily that doesn't necessarily coincide with a material advancement.
And like Bhima's saying, is so when we look back on history and we look at it through a material lens, we're missing a lot of what the significance of these people was. So we look back and we see a cave painting and we think that everyone must have lived in a cave. And without recognizing that, you know, as our consciousness evolves and advances, we actually live as a part of the life that's already here. And so we don't have to put our footprint and create all this technology and all these things separate from the life, that we become the life. And so it's a really exciting possibility and potential because we realize it's always there, and regardless of the age, it's always there to support us, and it provides the very air that we breathe. So,
yeah, and that kind of moves into your own philosophy and the way you farm at Ananda Farms, and this particularly like the no-till farming and so forth, because what you're in your fourth year, and as I understand it, your soil and ground is just getting healthier and healthier and healthier, even though you've been growing all kinds of stuff and you're growing more and more. But somehow what you're doing makes the ground in the earth, the soil, better rather than the typical huge factory-type farming that depletes the land. So explain to us what's the difference.
Right. And, you know, when you see the big farms and you drive through them in the wintertime or in the early spring when they've been tilled and the fields are brown and really lifeless, we're really starting to see something here that this is really evident. And when you travel down to California and kind of see the breadbasket of America and where we cultivate the majority of the food, it's quite alarming that when you watch the topsoil floating away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a key to awakening our relationship to the soil and recognizing that the life that's growing up from it is a reflection of the health and vitality that's below us. And so when we make it our goal to protect it and to serve it and to cover it, and a huge thing is keeping it covered in mulch, because nowhere in nature is the soil left uncovered. Always it's covered by vegetation or by leaves or by something. And, you know, to continuously peel back that cover, it's like continuously scraping a scab off our arm.
Wow.
And so, you know, to make these connections and start recognizing that it's actually our job to steward that soil and not to to be so disruptive with it. It's a very rewarding practice, and so that's one of the main things we implement at the farm is to cover the soil and to plant a diversity of plants always in every garden, so that the root systems are diverse and supportive to all types of plants and animals and all types of insects and bugs. And you know, and just in that diversity, we find things always kind of reach their own natural state of balance. And that kind of is really reflective of the true nature of nature, which is harmony. And right now we're really in a place in ourselves where we want to control nature, and we kind of project our own struggles as humans and civilization on the land and on nature. And we think that nature lives in a state of survival of the fittest. But when we experience harmony in ourselves, and this is yoga practice, when we realize the truth that harmony is everywhere, and when we're in harmony, when we feel peace in ourselves, you know, there's no greater messenger of hope than nature, because she will talk to us through the birds, through all the life, and we'll experience that nature is always in joy, that nature is always at peace with itself, and that, you know, it's always reflecting back to us how we treat it. So when there's disharmony in the natural world, that really comes from inside of ourselves. And so that's the yoga practice. That's where the yoga comes in, is that we can choose harmony first through our devotion, through our own harmony of spirit, and then it will come back to us in how we farm and how we live here.
And it is fascinating to me that you, as I call the younger generation of Ananda coming up here, that you are so young, but yet you are so grounded and so focused and have been so drawn to this way of life. And it really is encouraging to me that this is indicative of an elevation of the human consciousness, but that we're moving back to simplicity, not to more. And it's like, where do you want to live? In like the Dubais of the world or the Ananda villages of the world? And to me, there's no question. I'd rather be in the Ananda villages of the world, but it is that how you see it too? That's where we are headed.
True, it really feels that will be the ultimate direction, but also important to realize that sometimes we have to live in Dubai to realize that, you know, our home is actually at Ananda village.
Yeah. And but that's where the non-judgment comes in, and accepting everyone for where they are on their path.
Totally.
And then allowing them to learn the lessons that they need to learn. But you're absolutely right. We have to experience all those things. You know, sometimes you have to experience to know what you don't want as well as what you do. And that's something that Yogananda, of course, had talked about a lot, that these sustainable communities were going to be the way of the future, and of course, I guess there's always the duality in the black and white, and you see the attraction of many to the cities, but then also the attraction away.
And you know, the communities aspect is a really incredible thing, and it's what Bhima's been talking about with the bookshop, and it's really what we experience through all the work that Ananda does, is that to facilitate community and that spirit of giving to each other, and you know, asking not what's in it for me, but what's trying to happen. That's the real spirit that Swami Kriyananda, the founder of Ananda, brought with Ananda, and this collective spirit is to ask what's trying to happen. And you know, we experience it at the farmers markets, and with people who don't even know what Ananda is, they think that we're called Amanda Farm.
Amanda Farm?
And that's fine.
Must be a typo.
Because you know, we're still friends, and we're able to go out and meet each other on a common level and kind of, you know, and give to each other in the spirit of a farmers market, or whatever community manifestation happens is good, because it's coming from a cooperative spirit and not necessarily a competitive one.
Well, go ahead.
And it can be done in many ways. You know, we just recently went with our directors here at Ananda, my wife and I, Bhakti, to Michigan, where they have Ananda centers as well. And the idea was thrown around of creating community fraternities and sororities. You know, there's many young people in universities, colleges throughout the United States who are starting to turn towards things like mindfulness and meditation and ideas of living in harmony, but they don't really know how to come together outside of maybe a club that they have at their school. But that's a wonderful way, because a community can look like a like the Ananda community that we have in Linwood. And of course, going to the open house is a wonderful way to see what that's like. People have been living in community there for 20-some years. But you can also do it in a much smaller way, renting a house with like-minded people. Or like what Zach and Haley do is they facilitate community through their weekly farmers markets and gatherings on Kameno Island. There's just so many ways that we can get together and really be in unity with one another. And that is the true meaning of yoga. Yoga is a union. Mm-hmm. And as Zach has seen on the farm with his plants, he creates diversity. And yet that diversity facilitates a harmony and a unity between the plants. In the same way, you know, if we can all come together within our own various and maybe different backgrounds, that's how nature does it. And that's how I think that's probably the future of all of us is to come back into community, come back into harmony.
And it's really interesting, too, that even the animals are playing a part in this. At the Ananda Farms up here, but they're functioning as part of the community, part of the farm. You don't have animals as pets.
Right.
They all are doing their own jobs and filling their own spaces. And the dogs, of course, are wonderful for helping to protect the chickens and the crops, and you know, because you've got the deer and rabbit and everything that want to eat everything, and the coyotes that want to come in and munch the chickens and so forth. But so the dogs do their work in terms of protecting the place and the various aspects. But you know, and the cats are rodent patrol. And of course, you know, the chickens and the ducks, they're the egg layers and all of that. And of course, the bees, the wax and the honey makers, and of course, the alpacas, wonderful products are coming from them with their wool. And of course, one of the farmers, Dakshina, is crocheting up a storm and making all kinds of beautiful scarves and hats and mittens and meditation rugs and all kinds of things. So everybody participates, even the animals are serving.
Yeah, it really is all indicative of that community spirit. And we see, just like in the animals, that when they have a job and they are able to do it and they take ownership of it and responsibility for kind of serving the greater whole, that they're happy.
Wow.
You know, when Tulsi Dog, when he works and when he runs something off the farm, the smile that he comes back up to the porch with after he's run a deer off the farm is priceless. He did a good job, and we tell him he did a good job, and you know, and it's a lot better that way when we're all kind of serving together.
And nature must be that way too, right? I mean, you go through a forest, and there's fruit on the trees, and those thick thorny bushes provide shelter to the birds, and the birds then reciprocate by scattering the seeds of those trees all over the place. Everybody has a job, and they're all working together.
Totally.
Well, and so nature is a wonderful example of how we humans could be cohabitating and sharing. And isn't it? I think it's so wonderful when we finally evolve to the place where we finally all get it. Mm-hmm. That we are all part of the same whole, mm-hmm. that there isn't anything to fight over, and that, you know, how wonderful it truly will be on this planet when we recognize that and we go back to, but that's, of course, and that's another reason to go to East West and pick up the yugas and read about these yuga cycles, because we're on the upswing now, which is really great, but to read about what the speculation is in terms of how the consciousness grows, and as the consciousness becomes higher, how much of current civilization goes away. Mm-hmm. And by the time we get to the top of, to the highest yugas human consciousness as high as it gets on the planet, there are very few people left. And it is a very simple you know, and there aren't countries and governments and all that kind of stuff. And it's very simple living back to basics. So that goes back to how we started with the Mayans, that maybe there wasn't a civilization collapse. It was simply an elevation of consciousness, and they moved away from the city-type lives and back to nature. So our lessons can come from Mother Nature and living in peace and harmony with each other. How cool is that? Well, all right. And, of course, that brings us right up to time to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour. Then we will come back and let's talk more about the open house and what's coming up and what's actually going to go down there. And because I see today stimulating the need for more discussion about these things. And there will be time to do that at the open house. Because, like, you know, Zach and Haley are going to be hanging there, and there's some other people that grow stuff that are going to be there, and all kinds of good stuff. So we'll talk more about that, and then we've got to get current events in before the top of the hour. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, Animal Intuitive Medium and Reiki Master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at DarcyPariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Time for something different. Time for Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're on the downside of this week's edition of Animal World already. But just heard again about our wonderful animal communicator, Reiki Master Medium Darcy Pariso. She's available for private sessions over the phone or via email. She also will be teaching back-to-back with me coming up in Kirkland this month. I'm going to tell you about that in just a moment in current events. And remember to check out whispering-dragon.com, our wonderful harmonic energy shifters. Jude and Paul Ponton. And of course, they will be joining us all at the Ananda Community Annual Open House and Solstice Celebration. We're going to talk about that a little bit more here. It is the annual community open house. It is at the actual community in Linwood. It's on Larch Way. It is Saturday, June 18th. It starts at 3 p.m. I'll be at the welcome booth, so all you got to do is come on out. Free parking and on site, and then I will greet you and get you started. There will be tours of the community, a lot of booths, and we've added to the booths this year. Of course, like Bhima said, there'll be an East-West Bookshop booth with books to purchase and so
Definitely.
Forth. It's not just telling you about the bookshop.
No
you guys
way.
Bring a bunch of stuff, so you can go shopping here at the open house. And then that applies also to the Ananda Farms. Zach, you and Haley will have a farm booth, and you will have produce available, won't you, from the farm?
Yep, we'll be there with a farm stand.
And and this is a typical type farm stand that people would find, like when they go to wherever it is that you have your produce, different places.
Yeah, I think it'll be like a little farmer's market that day.
All right,
so there'll be all kinds of vendors. And then you mentioned during the break another farm friend will be there, Skipley Farm from Snohomish.
Yeah, Skipley Farms, and they were there last year, and they had other kinds of, but they had plants for sale and stuff.
Right, Gil is a plant man, so he's got all kinds of blueberries and strawberries and fruit trees. And
that's right, he had a lot of that kind of stuff.
A lot of stuff for your garden.
All right. Now, just to kind of a sideline here, because I didn't actually touch base on every place that people can get the Ananda Farms produce. Of course, you know, you can be a member of the CSA. You can still join the Camino Stanwood Island group up there if you're in that area. But you also go to regular farmers markets, don't you?
Right. So Fridays, we are in Stanwood every Friday from 2 to 7. And we also have a Monday market on Camino Island and a Sunday market that we kind of just put on ourselves after meditation service at the temple on Sundays, which is going on right now.
And did you say that the was it the Friday market that you were at was the best ever?
Yeah, we had an incredible first Friday 2 days ago, actually, and more farmers were there than ever, and tons of people came out, and it had great spirit.
So this is Friday in Stanwood.
Friday in Stanwood, okay. Yep.
Okay, and then I also think, though, that some of the products that you guys make at the farm, aren't they available at East West Bookshop?
Yeah, you know, we actually have, a lot of people don't know it, but we have a large body healthcare section with a variety of soaps, sprays, and lotions, and all sorts of different things for your health and well-being. And we have a nice selection of Ananda Farms products there, too. Their soaps are absolutely fantastic, all natural. Haley makes them herself, and we actually have people asking for them around town already. So
yeah, I got distracted, and you know, I'm so hooked on the Prana Mix, and then of course I'm obsessed with the honey. The other thing I'm really loving is the soaps.
Right.
Well, and of course then I have, my Ananda lip balm, my lavender, and oh gosh,
Bhima's pretty loyal to the lip balm too.
I use it all the time
until
I lose it. Yeah, and then I get another one.
Use it till you lose it.
Yes.
It is.
Because it's in actually a big tube, so it takes
a
while
to
use that
thing.
Which
is nice.
And it takes a while to lose it, too.
Yeah, well, I've not lost one, but I've used them up and had to buy new ones. So they are very, very good. And so that kind of stuff you can get at East West.
Indeed.
As well as the meditation temple in Bothell. There's a little gift boutique there, and the farm products. Not the produce, but the farm products are available in that boutique as well.
And then a couple places in markets in Stanwood and at Terry's Corner on Camino.
All right. Excellent. So then in terms of, there's going to be a non-community bake sale. There'll be a Reiki booth, an art gallery, a crystal booth, got ergo-esque posture alignment, photography. Let's see, the Living Wisely Thrift and Gift little store, and The Ananda Business Network is going to be there and represented, and the Living Wisdom School, and kids' activities. And if you're interested in more of a conversation, you know, especially like with Zach and Haley and about the sustainable living and the farm and that, you know, they'll have time to talk to you because, you know, we'll be there all afternoon. And then right. Remember, 5 o'clock is the solstice celebration. 6 o'clock is the free vegetarian dinner and tours of the community. So I hope you come out. It's the Ananda Community Open House and Solstice Celebration, Saturday, June 18th. From 3 to 6 p.m. in Linwood on Larch Way. And, all right, before we really run out of time, I think it's time to do current events. Of course, we have cats, yes. All righty. First up on current events list would be, of course, the extreme heat that we're experiencing this weekend and the heat warning that's going on today. Be a couple more days of high heat. Leave your animals at home. And if you're taking them with you, I hope it's only going, you're going to the beach and the dog's going in the water with you. But you got to be very, very, very careful. And you can go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events. There'll be links to all of the precautions that are out there from Seattle Humane and Seattle Animal Shelter. You can click on the links for those. And the biggest thing, of course, on current events coming up, would be me and Darcy. And we are teaching our classes on the east side this month, and I will be at the Natural Pet Pantry in Kirkland. I'm doing my set of two classes, The Keys to Understanding Your Animal Friends and Resolving the Problems with Them. Part one is the communicating with animals, focusing on the interspecies telepathic and empathetic communication. That will be on Wednesday, June 15th from 6:30 to 9 p.m. And then part two is the human-to-animal transference, learning how that your emotional, mental, and physical energy affects your animals and how to deal with it, how healing you can help your animals, and then clearing the channels to be better communicators. So part two, the human-to-animal transference, is on Wednesday, June 22nd from 6:30 to 9 p.m., and that's at Natural Pet Pantry in Kirkland. The classes are $20 a piece, or you can do both for $35. Call Natural Pet Pantry for reservations at 425-739-4738. That's 425-739-4738. And now I've hooked up with our Animal World communicator, Darcy Pariso. Mm-hmm. She's going to come in the 2 weeks after my classes and do practice communication classes for you. So I'll teach you the basics. She'll come in, add to it, and then you're to bring pictures and so forth of animals, and she'll take you further in being able to receive information from animals. And she will be at the Natural Pet Pantry the following two Wednesdays after my classes. So that'll be Wednesday, June 29th, and then Wednesday, July 6th. Okay, what else have we got here? Northwest Stream Center in Everett, great programs. They're all about beavers. Is backed by popular demand on Thursday, June 16th. It's at 7 p.m. You get to see the IMAX movie Beavers, plus a presentation on beavers and beaver habitats. And it's only $3, but you do need to call for a reservation, 425-316-8592. Remember, Homeward Pet Adoption Center is offering free microchips this month for spayed and neutered pets every Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Homeward Pet. Also Friday, June 24th from 4 to 7, and Saturday, June 25th. From 9 to noon. There will be a fundraiser for Homeward Pet Adoption Center at Northwest Cellars in Kirkland on Saturday, June 11th from 1 to 5 p.m. Advance tickets are $25, and $20 of that is donated to Homeward Pet, and then $5 of every bottle of wine sold is also donated. Remember the 10th annual Poochapalooza 2016 at Asbury Field in Marysville is coming up on July 9th at 10 a.m. Paws Walk is back at Marymore Park. Registration is open now, and it will be on August 27th. And let's see, we've got the 11th annual Fine Wines and Felines auction and fundraiser for Meow Cat Rescue is on Saturday, June 18th. Get more details at www.meowcatrescue.com. And then, Bhima, what event did you say is happening at East West this coming weekend?
This weekend we have Stephen Farmer doing a weekend on healing ancestral karma. That'll be June 10th, 7:30 to 9, $15. And then the following morning, he'll be at East West Bookshop doing a workshop on the same subject.
All right. So check it out. That's Friday evening, 7:30, East West Bookshop for Stephen Farmer. And he's really good with the animal stuff. Well, my goodness, you know, we talked our way through another whole show. Zach, you're really become part of the family here. You know how to get here, I want you to be sure and let me know when you're going to open up more CSA memberships for those down in our area around here.
Will do.
But right now there's still a few slots open if you're in the Camino Stanwood area, and that's a Tuesday pick. You pick up your produce on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
But it's in full gearing up. And
we're in full swing.
You're full swing now.
We got strawberries.
Strawberries. Yeah. Yay. And radishes.
Lots of radish.
All right.
Snap peas.
And what did we say? The first farm supper is coming up this Sunday?
June 12th, Sunday, 3:30.
Sunday, June 12th, 3:30. So to go to nondafarms.com if you're interested in signing, because there's still a few slots open on that farm supper. And boy, they are fabulous. I know I got to get Kathy and her husband up to one of those farm suppers. I know that they'll really enjoy it. And anyway, I want to thank you, everybody, for taking your Sunday morning out and being here with us. Really appreciate it. Mike, do we have regular programming? So you stay tuned after Animal World for an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Rob and Alexis. And then next week on Animal World, it's Best Sunday. That's Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique with Dr. Nels Rasmussen. And you got to check out his website and the videos, because he is doing miraculous healing on animals, www.nelshealingministry.com. He has got videos up of all kinds of, the most dramatic are the lame animals, especially the dogs paralyzed from the waist down, that... no surgery, no drugs, 4 to 7 treatments from Dr. Nels. They're running and they're walking and running again. It is really quite miraculous. And he works remotely. And he's in the studio with us here next week. And we'll be doing free remote sessions for you or your animal friends. And he can work with behavioral, emotional, or physical problems. He can test for food sensitivities, for drug or supplement compatibility and dosages. So we can do all that stuff on the air. So I hope you'll call us next week. All righty. Mike, thank you. Kathy, thank you. Bhima from East West Bookshop, thank you. Zach from Ananda Farms, thank you. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to open your heart. Share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.